practicing the art of appreciative inquiry. In his 1986 doctoral dissertation, Dr. David Cooper Ryder originated the theory of appreciative inquiry as an approach to organizational change management. Simply put, appreciative inquiry analyzes what is working well in an organization and then determines how it can do more of it. The basic tenet of AI is that a team or an organization will grow in whichever direction that people in the organization focuses their attention. It proposes a methodology opposite to the old school fix-it model. Like doctors who focus on promoting health rather than treating disease, AI seeks to discover what people are already doing well and where they are inherently strong, rather than deconstructing their weaknesses and showcasing all the ways they are falling short. We can clearly see the difference in the types of questions that AI model advocates. It's an asset-driven rather than a deficit-driven approach. For example, rather than asking, what can we do to minimize customer complaints? An appreciative question would sound more like, when have customers been more pleased with our service? And what can we learn and apply from those moments of success? This is why, when it comes to your life, it is important to define the overall focus of inquiry. Rather than approaching the question of how to create a better tomorrow from a problem-solving mindset, approach it from a solution-oriented outlook. These types of questions are rooted in your values and priorities. For example, writes Brett Steinberger in Forbes, when the implicit question is about what can I get done now, we are pushed by the demands of the present. When the question is what will make today special, we are pulled towards our priorities. In other words, don't be limited by your current schedule or what you feel you can get done on any given day. It's more about what you are moving towards and who you are becoming in the process. I think of morning glories that shift ever so slightly in the direction of the sun and slowly open in response to its warmth. This is what asking appreciative-type questions will help you to do. They will help you to position yourself in the direction of a bright tomorrow and compel you to open your awareness to the possibility it holds. Asking appreciative questions is a four-step process based on the 4D cycle developed by Dr. Cooper Ryder. It asks you to first identify what is already working well, where you are already experiencing a degree of success, and with that in mind, to consider what more is possible. This is where you are asked to tap into the power of your imagination and capacity to dream. With that potential future in mind, you are asked to craft a vision of those desired outcomes and finally determine the steps necessary to bring them to pass. 1. Discover. What's working? Appreciating. 2. Dream. What's possible? Imagining and envisioning. 3. Design. What should be? Determining. 4. Deliver. What will be? Executing. Creating. In the next section of this book, I will help you to dream, design, and deliver your best.